In our next lecture, we will talk about espionage in the Roman Empire. But while we are in the region of ancient Greece, Turkey, and Macedonia, I would like to close with a case study about the uses and abuses of national security in what eventually became the Byzantine Empire. In 678 AD, the Byzantine Empire was seriously threatened by Arab attacks. Having a modern state-of-the-art naval fleet following victories in Syria, Palestine, and Egypt, the Arabs were threatening to attack the Byzantine capital city of Constantinople. Lacking sufficient naval strength to defend against Arab threats, the Byzantines managed to develop a new secret weapon that would allow them to drive off the Arab forces and save their empire. We call this weapon Greek fire. According to the chronicler Theophanes, Greek fire was invented by a Greek architect engineer named Kalinokos, who was originally from Heliopolis, which had fallen to the Muslims. After escaping his Arab captors in his home country of Syria, Kalinokos came to the Byzantines with his design for a new weapon. The fact is that no one today really knows how Greek fire was made. The secret recipe for producing this super weapon of the first millennium of our era has been lost. Though historians debate the main features of Greek fire, we know there were at least four principal ingredients. First, Greek fire could burn in water. This was perhaps the most deadly characteristic of the weapon, making it perfect for use in naval battles. The only known substances that would extinguish Greek fire were urine, sand, or vinegar. Second, we know that Greek fire was a liquid and could be fired through metal nozzles from specially made Byzantine ships. Third, we know that Greek fire was shot through siphons or tubes when used in naval battles, resembling metal or copper fire hoses whose firing tubes were usually located at the bow or rear of the ship. And fourth, when fired from a hose, Greek fire was accompanied with a loud noise or discharge and smoke. Contemporaries compared the sound to loud, continuous thunder. Considerable debate has raged about the actual formula for manufacturing Greek fire. Some suggested components of the mixture include saltpeter, or potassium nitrate, gunpowder, which accounts for both the loud, thunderous discharge as well as the great distance one could shoot Greek fire, naphtha, which was perhaps mixed with resin to thicken the liquid to render it similar in composition to modern napalm, and quicklime, which enabled Greek fire to burn even in water. The key piece in the entire Greek fire system was preheating and pressurizing the liquid below decks before discharging it from the siphon on the main deck. Specially designed pumps based on an air bellow system below deck drove the liquid fire through metal hoses, which were directed towards enemy targets above deck. Actually using Greek fire depended on having all the key functional elements together: the liquid mixture, the dromon, or Byzantine naval warship, the preheating and pressurizing device below deck, the siphon or metal hose through which it was projected, and trained operators. Historians generally agree that Greek fire saved the Byzantine Empire by delaying the fall of Constantinople to the Arabs during two sieges in the 7th and 8th centuries. The importance placed on Greek fire during the Byzantine Empire's struggle against the Muslim conquests led some to ascribe its discovery to divine intervention. Developed in the late 7th century, Greek fire, this flame from heaven, as it was called, was the most powerful naval weapon of the era, a fact that was noted by Byzantine military and political leaders who imposed strict prohibitions on access to the secret recipe for making and deploying Greek fire. The need for these multiple elements allowed the Byzantines to use compartmentalization to protect their ultimate state secret. What is compartmentalization? Compartmentalization refers to the concept of operating on a strict need no basis. In this case, five separate components of Greek fire were produced independently of one another at remote sites. To guard the secret still more, the secret of the technology of Greek fire was preserved by a very small and elite group. Someone with the knowledge of what made the system work had to be present at the final moment of assembly of the Greek fire warships and their crews. Historian Alex Rowland has summarized the extreme measures that were taken to preserve the secret of Greek fire. Shipwrights built the dramens at shipyards in Constantinople and other ports. Smiths who installed the cauldrons and perhaps the siphons worked in different parts of those same shipyards. Most probably the workers in bronze who made the siphons were different from the iron workers who made the cauldrons. None was in touch with the chemists in the main arsenal of Constantinople who brewed the liquid. It is possible that none of these artisans ever met the siphonators who were trained to work this weapon system at sea. The Byzantines compartmentalized the knowledge of their system so that no one likely to fall into enemy hands would carry more than a fraction of the secret. Compartmentalization proved to be an excellent counterintelligence tool to protect the secret of Greek fire from Byzantium's enemies for nearly 500 years. There's only one problem, however. The Byzantines managed to keep the secret of Greek fire so well protected that by 1204, they had lost the secret themselves. And in 1453, Constantinople fell to the Ottoman Empire under Sultan Mehmed II. What is the lesson here? Compartmentalization is an essential counterintelligence tool to preserve one's secrets from enemies and friends alike. However, sometimes the effort to preserve secrets can backfire. As we see in the case of Greek fire, sometimes too much secrecy can be even more dangerous than too little.
This ends Lecture 2. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399 and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.